Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chris Steins. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dimitri Young. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pokey Rees. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason LaRue. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Bell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Rob Bell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Henry Blanco. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff D'Amico. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff D'Amico. And now, play ball. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steins hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sexson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sexson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnitz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Burnitz reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Burnitz moves to third. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blanco strikes out. LaRue drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Blanco out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bichette bunts towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Casey hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bichette moves to second. Pokey Rees is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rees strikes out. 2 outs. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. LaRue hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Jeff D'Amico is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. D'Amico bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to third. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard strikes out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rob Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steins is 0 for 1 in the game. Steins hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bichette is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. 1 out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexson strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Casey reaches second base with a double. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pokey Rees is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rees is 0 for 1 in the game. Rees hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. LaRue is 0 for 1 in the game. LaRue is hit by the pitch. Rob Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steins is 0 for 2 in the game. Steins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bichette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Bichette reaches second base with a double. Griffey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Casey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Casey takes first base on ball 4. Michael Tucker pinch hits for Dimitri Young. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Bichette moves to third. Casey moves to second. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Michael Tucker now playing left field. Jeff D'Amico is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. D'Amico is 0 for 0 in the game. D'Amico hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey. D'Amico reaches second base with a double. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. Belliard bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. D'Amico moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom strikes out. One out. Denny's Reyes now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Juan Castro now playing second base. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sexson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sexson takes first base on ball 4. Belliard moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. LaRue is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaRue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steins hits a pop-up towards short. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanco strikes out. 1 out. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lopez is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to second. Jeff D'Amico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sullivan. Hayes moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Jeff D'Amico is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. D'Amico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. D'Amico hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. LaRue fields it and tags Hayes for the out. Lopez moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-2 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. D'Amico moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. LaRue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins strikes out. 1 out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexson strikes out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Michael Tucker. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ochoa hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Sexton pinch hits for Scott Sullivan. Chris Sexton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sexton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Reds 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Ochoa now playing left field. Larry Lubers now pitching. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blanco is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanco takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sweeney pinch hits for Juan Acevedo. Ron Villone now pitching. James Mouton pinch hits for Mark Sweeney. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mouton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Blanco moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Belliard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Blanco moves to third. Mouton moves to second. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grissom is 0-for-4 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blanco tags and scores. Mouton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jenkins is hit by the pitch. Belliard moves to second. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sexson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sexson hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Luskinick now pitching. Jason LaRue batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. LaRue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaRue hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Steins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Steins moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.